Thank you all so much for coming to the first Green Man Festival Reimagined. I'm so happy all of you came to see what the youth of Bowen were able to put together, with the support of our numerous volunteers and sponsors. As some of you may know and understand, it takes a lot to put on an event, no matter the size of it, and I know that I couldn't have done this without the support of my friends and family. When I was younger, I remember fondly the Green Man Festival, performed by Graham Ritchie, the Green Man, and Tina Nielsen, the Ice Queen, Murray Atherton, the Old Town Crier, and whoever decided to play the May Queen. It was one of my favorite events of the year, because it brought together the youth, and the community, by keeping alive the ideas of the fantastical, magical and whimsical land of the Fae. This is why I brought it up to my mom a couple months ago. It was a spur of the moment, do you remember when conversation, and it ended with me saying, I want to bring this back as a volunteer project, and my mom going, okay. I am an impulsive decision maker, and a lot of the time, that isn't a very good thing. I make rash decisions, and end up either hurt or disappointed. However, with this decision, I think it was perfect. It has been a good couple years since Bowen has gotten to experience these kinds of community events, and I think it's important that we start bringing back some of the ones that may not be as important as Bowfest or Light Up the Cove. The thing with these kinds of events is that they bring together the community in some of our quirky island traditions, and that was the goal of this year's Green Man Festival Reimagined. I wanted to bring together the community in a way where everyone would have some fun. Whether it was because you remember going to the old Green Man Festival in 2014, or you're here as a kid yourself, experiencing the magic of these island traditions is one of the things that makes Bowen unique. So thank you all so much for supporting me and my peers as we bring back the magic of old. The youth and kids on this island are amazing, and what empowers and strengthens us even more, is that we have the support of our families and our community. Thank you to our amazing volunteers, sponsors, partners, and donors. A big shout-out to Liz Nankeen, Costumes and Wand Making, Sarah Haxby, co-coordinator, my mom and dad, for emotional support, setup, and organization, Murray Atherton, Dachshund Sox, the Bagpipers, Allison Nixon and her group of fiddlers, Lee Chano, Bowen Taekwondo, Allison Nosek, Elle and Dom Wild, Carmen McKay, Emily and Link Ireland, Aaron and Kelly Woods, Jack and Julie from TIR Na Nog, for their throne prop, Basha Laseke, for the winter decorations, the Hearth Gallery, Bowen Island Public Library, Marisha McGilvery, Bowen Island Community Foundation, Bowen Island Municipality, Tina Nielsen, Shirley Rinch, Costumes, Titana Michnovich, Face Paint Consultant, and Jamie Sheffer. And last but not least, thank you to all of my friends, the teen representatives, who helped me bring my dream to life, listed in no particular order, Jovi Nosek, Face Painter, Tierney Nosek, Face Painter, Max Wild, Bowen Taekwondo, Nico Yamashita, Bowen Taekwondo, Ronan Ramsey, Bowen Taekwondo, Sam Ireland, Bowen Taekwondo, Alex William, Bowen Taekwondo, Dylan Woods, The Green Man, Aviva Rabinowitz, The May Queen, Claire Carcray, The Ice Queen, Noam Olson, our drone pilot, and Ethan Harrison, our photographer.